So there was a lot of noise happening on social media, so we wanted to find out what that was all about. So joining us this morning, Terence Naidoo, the founder of Envisionate Prize. Good morning, Terence.
Good morning.
Durban boy, hey?
Yeah, Durban boy.
And we call
boy.
You Terry.
Yes, Terry.
All right, so a quick backstory, 20 seconds. Who was Terence Naidoo before Envisionate Capital?
Okay, human being, firstly.
Sure.
Right. Born in Durban, so Durban boy. Grew up in Umhlanga in Chatsworth. Went to an all-Indian apartheid school, all-Indian teachers. Probably one of the brats in the class, mm-hmm. stealing the teacher's car keys and going for joyrides.
Rubbish.
I was that guy, yeah.
Was
a brat.
Was he still caning back in your day?
Yeah.
Did you get...
Oh, I got a few.
And yeah, it didn't change, eh?
It doesn't change.
Just add a cream soda when you got older.
and if my parents found out, I got a few more when I got home.
Oh,
so, yeah, that was the era I grew up in. Mm. So,
but also, you remained cool at school. You know, sometimes you actually don't care about the caning or at home, but you're just this cool Terrence. Like, everyone knows Terrence, right?
Yeah, I think I was fairly cool. Not the coolest guy, but somewhere around there.
Well, where is the coolest guy now? Where is he? Do you know?
I have no clue.
That makes you the de facto coolest guy.
Exactly.
So when did you go from stealing cars to financing them?
It was borrowing.
Okay.
Back then we called it a borrow, not a steal. We're an investment banking business that, and we're the first independent and empowered securities lending service provider in the country. And, you know, we've done some private equity work. We've set up an online escrow product to help grow the economy and get people to do more business with each other without, you know, fearing the trust element. Mm. So we take away the trust element. That's what we do. We create trust between transacting parties. And we're a socially responsible business. We've set up a bursary foundation. We sponsor 27 kids to go to university, and we've got 10 graduates that that have gone through the program.
Wow.
Yeah, very proud of that. Really, really proud of that.
So, all right, tell us, what is this Envisionate Prize?
So the Envisionate Prize is basically, you know, we come from an investment banking background, and we figured, how can we use the terms leverage and gearing that we have in investment banking to maximize our returns and profits in a socially responsible manner? So we thought, hey, Envisionate Prize, let's award a prize to someone that solves a challenge that South Africa faces, mm-hmm. while solving that challenge, you empowering the youth to do it, and you're making innovation sexy again. Mm. And with innovation comes entrepreneurship and job creation. So you tick multiple boxes with one input, pretty much. Oh. That's what it is.
Okay, so then...
So you reward the person who comes up with the solution?
Yeah.
But surely the person who comes up with the solution is going to make cash hand over fist anyway?
Well, it's... You're trying to... They're the youth, right? And you're trying to get the youth to solve challenges that we have.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, they may not have the ability to market their product, develop their product, become entrepreneurs and that type of stuff. So, you know, we're trying to facilitate it pretty much. And the prize this year is R1 million worth of prizes. So the first prize is R500,000, 10% in cash, and the balance in bursaries. Second prize is 300,000, 10% in cash, balance in bursaries. And third prize, 200,000.
So we can do a shout out there to all grade 9s and 10s in public school. If you have a solution to water harvesting, and obviously try to use recycled materials, we don't want to use more materials that'll create more waste while we're trying to recycle water, then you can get yourself, you can win the R1 million, or if the 500,000.
Yeah, it's your share for R1 million. Yeah. And you go on to www.eprize.africa. All the details are there. So it's eprize, eprize.africa, and all the details are there. Anyone can enter. The first cutoff, we have it in three phases. First cutoff is first week of December.
Okay.
So that's where you submit your proposal. Okay. It's a written submission. Mm-hmm. We've got 18 judges from around the country, academics from various universities, Department of Water and Sanitation, RAN Water, and a few others that are going to be evaluating the submissions.
Sounds like a really, really lacquer initiative. How can other people get involved, apart from obviously other corporates setting up their own Envisionate Prizes?
Well, we've got the setup already. Mm. So, you know, come on board and... You know, we've got a whole list of prizes that we can put onto the website. We can say it's sponsored by an individual, a corporate, a municipality or government, even.
Sure.
Anyone can sponsor a prize. right? Yeah. You just got to make it mouth-watering and tempting enough for someone to actually care about entering the prize.
Sure, like Alan Hirsch could be listening now and say, okay, one of my prizes will be I'll kit out your whole kitchen.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Terrence?
Yeah.
You're a very cool guy, and this initiative is very, very amazing. Did I say very, very amazing?
You did say very, very amazing.
Yeah. Coming from you, I take that as a really good compliment.
Oh, respect.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling us about this.
Appreciate
it. And good luck.
And thanks for the time and for allowing me to do this. Appreciate it, guys.